Since its creation in 1998, the ICC has addressed crimes like the use of child soldiers, sexual violence in conflict, attacks on civilians, and the destruction of cultural property. The Trust Fund for Victims has already assisted more than 300,000 people, ICC President Silvia Fernandez de Grumedi told delegates at the UN. The court was set up to investigate and prosecute perpetrators of genocide, crimes against humanity and war crimes, and fight impunity. It was not created to replace or compete with states, she insisted.
On the contrary, states have the duty and indeed the right to investigate and prosecute these crimes themselves in the first place. The role of the court is to provide justice only when states fail to do so.
Presently, 10 situations are currently under investigation by the court, she said. Burundi is one of them. In April this year, the ICC opened a preliminary examination into the killings and disappearances that followed a controversial electoral process in the country in 2015. The European Union, or EU, is a strong supporter of the ICC, Ambassador João Valle de Almeida said. A key element in the Rome Statute, the treaty that led to the creation of the court, is its equal application. According to media reports, however, more and more people feel that the ICC is only used to punish African leaders because the majority of cases involve people from the continent. Here's Ambassador Almeida.
The European Union and its member states, therefore, regret the decisions by the Republic of South Africa and Burundi to withdraw from the Rome Statute. We equally note with concern that Gambia have announced their intention to withdraw from the Rome Statute. We join His Excellency Siddiqui Kaba, President of the Assembly of the States Parties, in inviting these states to reconsider their position. What was right in 1998 is still right. The world needs the ICC, and the ICC needs all countries to support it.
Namibia, Kenya, and Uganda have reportedly expressed their possible departure from the court. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.